from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He was hurting. He was hurting. The only one who's happy about this is Shasky. He's like, oh my God, we're back in the mornings. Said no one ever. So your boy's gonna take some adjusting.
That's okay.
It's gonna be adjusted, and you know the Giants. And if we get to the Giants, I'm afraid.
Why is that?
Bad things will be said about them.
Why?
Because that was such an unserious series to open up the second half of the season.
I thought the Hayden Birdsong's performance yesterday was outstanding.
It was.
What I loved about the whole thing was, like, you saw Harrison go 5 on Friday night, and he was really good. I thought Harrison was really good. And then, you know, Logan Webb was okay. The eyeball test would tell you that Logan hasn't been as good as the numbers suggest this year, just based off what you think he can do, right? He's a very good player. But he even admitted it in the post game. He's like, yeah, look, my changeup didn't move. I didn't have a lot on my breaking ball. Well, I thought it was the exact opposite yesterday for Hayden Birdsong. They let him go back out there in the sixth, and he rewarded that confidence with punching out a couple more guys, and his curveball was excellent. I thought his slider was excellent, and it was the amount of swing and misses from him. Look, overall, the team, like, you lose 2 out of 3 to Colorado. I mean, when you tell me all week, this is the most important series of the year, this is the most important stretch of the year, and you're still crying about a play from Friday night in the fourth inning when Brett Wisely's ball hits the umpire? Like, and we can get to that play in a second, but really? Like, really?
So,
no accountability on your own bullpen blowing the lead? No accountability on you going outside of the Brett Wisely at-bat, 1-for-7 with runners in scoring position Friday night? You're mad about balls and strikes and a ball, which, look, it happens. It's the rub of the green. It's just stuff has. Sometimes the ball hits a rock and stays in fair territory. Sometimes it hits an umpire. Like, it's really sucky and unfortunate. The umpire should have gone into foul territory in that situation. I give the first baseman the hell of the credit for Colorado for making a great play, sliding into first, and getting Brett Wisely out. It's just, it sucks.
So for the audience,
stop crying about it.
So for the audience, we'll reset that and explain what happened. I want to start with Hayden Birdsong, though. You brought him up. Younger than 23 years old with 12 strikeouts in a game, because he was special yesterday. The curveball was curving. The fastball, he's got to get better control of it, but he's getting there. 12 strikeouts. Look at this list.
Give it to me.
Look at it. Juan Baruchel, Mike McCormick, Pete Falcone back in 75, Matt Kane, Madison Bumgarner.
Wow. What's that list of?
I mean, that's a list of younger player pitchers in Giants history since 1901. Younger than 23 years old with 12 strikeouts in a game. 12 strikeouts in the game. Now, to your point about Harrison Friday, he did pitch better.
I thought he was good.
He did pitch better. That was a nice tone setter.
Yeah.
And they blew the damn game. By the way, the only Giants pitchers in the last 40 years to strike out 12 before their 23rd birthday, Medicine Bell, Gardner, Matt Cain, and, of course, Hayden Birdsong.
Wow, so, that's a good
Kyle
company.
Harrison set the tone. I thought he had a very, very solid start Friday night. His two best starts of the season, ironically, have come at Coors Field.
How random is that?
May 7th when he went 7 innings and, of course, Friday night. But the bullpen blows the game.
I know.
We'll get to them in a second and what happened.
It was the full bullpen.
It was just a full disaster to open up the second half of the season. And then Logan Webb. Look, he was okay. And, you know, this is where I get to Giants fans online and say they're the softest fan base I know west of the Mississippi.
It's not soft serve ice cream.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly, beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Because all I thought.
What'd you think?
Was Logan Webb's start on Saturday was unacceptable.
Why?
He's the ace of the staff. You may not think he's a prototypical number one in the starting rotation. We can argue about that till we're blue in the face. He could be a number two, a great number two. I don't care. On this staff, he's the leader.
Yes.
He's the guy.
Yes.
And to go out there and give up 12 base runners in 6 innings is just not good enough.
No.
It's not good enough. Knowing your bullpen is leaky, knowing your offense is struggling a little bit to put together good at-bats and rallies or whatnot, score more than 3 or 4 runs. That was not good enough on Saturday. And right off the rip, when you give up a 2-spot in the bottom of the first inning, all of a sudden this offense is playing uphill. Now you're pitching uphill. Now you're saying, boy, every inning after that is a stress inning at Coors Field.
Yeah.
And once you give up that 2-spot in the first inning. So that was not good enough. Not good enough. And then, you know, Duvall saves it yesterday. But Logan Webb has got to be better. That's a tough start before the break.
Uh-huh.
That's a tough start during the All-Star game. That's another tough spot against Colorado. Now, luckily for him, you know, I don't think it's just not good enough for Logan Webb. It's not good enough.
No, well, and like, I guess it's interesting because you bring, there's a variety of things we can get into. But, like, with Logan Webb, I'm with you, and I think people think that this is a disrespect. It's not. Just because you have a quarterback doesn't mean he's what I deem to be a franchise quarterback, right? And we could argue. Some people might think there's 5 franchise quarterbacks. Some might think there's 12. But there's certainly not 32. Would you agree with me?
No, there's not 32 quarterbacks. Maybe 15.
Just because you're the number one in the rotation doesn't mean you're an ace. I don't know how many true aces there are in baseball currently because a lot of them are hurt. If you just go around the bigs, right? A lot of them are hurt. I think Logan has potential to be an ace, but when you're the number one in on this staff, and this is the biggest start of the year, when you have a whole week off. Now, I know he went to the All-Star game, and he pitched in the All-Star game, but I am asking you, I'm giving you the ball, and I'm saying, you've got to give me an opportunity to have the lead in the sixth inning or later. Now, I'm looking at his game logs, and he does go deep in games all the time. But if I ask you eyeball test, forget the numbers. Don't bring up numbers. How many great starts has he had in the last month or two?
Yes, that hasn't been pretty.
You know, and after the Toronto start out, you know, where he gives up seven, like, you know, he kind of lost it in that game. He looked great early and then kind of lost it. In this one, you know, he's talking about, and I'm listening to Bomell in the post game. So when you're holding runners on, Logan has had a tough time holding runners on. Now, for those that are watching on YouTube, Logan Webb does this high leg thing when he's delivering it from the stretch, and guys are stealing on them at a rapid rate all year. It's not exclusive to Logan. It just happens. So when you do the slide step, meaning you come set and you go with a quick slide step, you give your catcher more time to throw a guy out. Well, Bomell is saying in the postgame, almost trying to defend Logan Webb, yeah, I told him to go to the slide step on the breaking ball that ended up being the home run. And I'm like, we're really going this deep? It's like, you didn't snap a breaking ball off. Like, I just feel like the whole thing feels so manicured from Bob. And I'm not mad at Bob.
So let's get Bob. Let's get to Bob.
Do you get where I'm going with this?
Let's get to Bob.
Excuse making.
Well, it's the Farhan Zaidi era. So they're going to make Farhan's job easy. And if they sell, I'm convinced they need to give Farhan the pink slip. I don't care if he is. He's got 2 years left on the deal. We see guys get fired all the time. Managers. I don't care if he has 2 years left on the deal. If you start selling on this team, you've got to go. But we'll get there. Bomell getting ejected before Sunday game. And I'm watching just the scene.
Yeah, what'd you think?
And I just don't even care if it was from Friday night, if something's lingering or whatnot. You're trying to prevent a sweep. You're coming out of the All-Star break. Let's just say, hypothetically, he did it to fire up the team. Well, now we are a little league. Well, now we are AAU baseball. Now, Oh, we're flipping a spread. The fact that you have to pull that card against the Colorado Rockies
a week before the deadline.
It's embarrassing.
Okay.
This team, I'm over this team. I'm just watching thinking Hayden Bergstrom's going out there in Coors Field. They can't hit to save their lives.
They're one of the worst teams in the league.
The worst teams. I mean, Colorado stinks. And we've got to pull a tactic before the game. It could all fired up and rah-rah over something that didn't happen before Sunday's game. Didn't happen during Saturday's game, but something that you let linger from Friday night, so you didn't nip it in the bud before Saturday's game? You didn't nip it up in the bud Friday? You go in there Sunday, and you get ejected before the first pitch?
I thought it was...
And then Bomell's laughing, like, you watch his presser after the game, but I'm just watching his mannerisms.
Yeah.
He's kind of smiling. He's got a little smirk on his face, and he's like, almost like, yeah, it worked. Yeah, my tactic worked.
Did it?
We won the game.
You hit a couple solo shots, and the 22-year-old. And the irony was, did you know that Hayden Birdsong in the postgame didn't even know that Bob Melvin wasn't there?
Yeah.
He didn't know he got ejected. How does your starting pitcher not know that your manager got ejected? Does that not speak to this era of baseball?
It speaks to the era. Oh, yeah, well, that's sad. That's sad.
The starting pitcher didn't know the manager got ejected.
That's bad.
I just throw my hands up. Here's the other thing. Like, Jorge Soler, a professional who got paid a 3-year deal, a pretty nice free agent contract, he needed the motivation of Bob Melvin to hit the ball. Tyler Fitzgerald, who's fighting for his Major League Baseball life, needed the motivation of Bob Melvin. Now, look, I understand there are the dog days. I get it. There are the dog days. You just came out of the All-Star break, you know that the deadline is a week away. I mean, we're literally 5 days, 6 days away from the deadline, and you needed to flip the spread against the Colorado Rockies. It's pathetic.
I don't even want them to buy. I'm honestly just sell and just fire everybody. I'm sick of this era.
How about the Conforto at bat with the bases loaded?
Yeah, honestly, Shasky, watching that series over the weekend, thinking to myself, boy, we got one more week till training camp. We got Wednesday till training camp. And then we got the Olympics and the opening ceremonies next Friday in Paris. And LeBron James is going to be the flag bearer for Team USA, which is really cool.
I think it's going to be really cool.
I'm feverishly looking forward to turning the page on the 2024 San Francisco Giants. Hey, Birdsong's a great story.
It is.
It's an awesome story.
It is.
But I'm not here for awesome stories. I'm here to win games.
You know what today is?
What's today?
Today is the day the guy you face week one shows up on the field since tearing his Achilles last year in week one, Aaron Rodgers. I was thinking about opening the show with that. I literally said to Loveman, is there a way we can open the show with Jets Niners talk? We are six Sundays away from the NFL returning.
I wanted to go that route. I mean,
the Giants can't score more than three runs in Colorado in a game with the season on the line.
So, you know, I'm over the 2024 Giants. I don't even care what happens the rest of the way. I'm not rooting for them to lose. I'm not rooting for them to win. I'm just watching the game. But you know what? We got the smartphone. They're on the smartphone now because NCAA football is back. And I'll play that all night long.
What happened on Saturday? I heard you.
Oh, yeah. I was up till like 3:30 in the morning playing Florida State. We got a chat.
Oh, my God.
You got a daddy.
It's tough getting recruits. I keep losing recruits to Miami.
It's tough getting
recruits. I keep losing recruits to Miami.
With the straightest of faces.
I got no 5-stars. I got 6 4-stars and 6 3-stars, but my entire defense came back from a national championship team. And so the way I had to play the national championship, I started off, I had a bye week, then I played Georgia. And I looked at the roster and I said, dear God, I'm going to get blown out. So you know what I did against Georgia?
You went down to rookie mode?
No, I still played All-American. Which is still tough. Heisman is another level.
Heisman
I'm not there
is
yet.
Impossible.
Yeah, so I'm playing All-American. But what I did was I just snapped the ball until there was 5 seconds left under the play clock.
The Shanahan offense.
Oh, I kept Georgia's offense off the field. And they got flustered. Their defense stayed on the field. So I gutted one out 24-10 against Georgia. It was a 3-3 game at halftime in the Fiesta Bowl. Then I played Ohio State 20-14. I had a big-time drive in the fourth quarter to steal the deal. Then I beat the hell out of O. So I'm fine. I can play NCAA all the time if the Giants want me to. But honestly, you just watch this lackluster team. And I'm feeling bad for Contos and Romo. What are we watching? What are we doing? What are we doing, Bomel? What are we doing, Farhan? This is what you put together?
Jake Cave, who I had not heard of.
Oh, my God.
Who's batting like 340 this year as a rookie. I think he's like 444 as a pinch hitter. Had a monster Friday night. I had never heard of him. Okay, excuse me for not knowing who Jake Cave was.
Jake Cave.
He's only had like 70 at-bats this year. Not only does he come through with the big double, then he comes through with the big-time home run against Tyler Rogers. Randy Rodriguez gave up runs.
Oh, my God.
I think Tyler Walker gave up a run.
As soon as he came in the game. As soon as he came in the game Friday, boom.
Randy Rodriguez is going to fall off, Monte. The poor kid has pitched. The bullpen has pitched too much. I mean, it is where they're at. I mean, look, and that's why I'm kind of clinging to a couple things. Like Ramos this weekend, I noticed they were pitching him up. They were pitching him up this weekend.
He looks fatigued.
What?
He looks tired.
He does look tired. He was 2-for-12 over the weekend. Yeah. Like, I think that he is exhausted. Yeah. And I think that the week of the All-Star stuff and everything, like, your first one.
You can't give him a day off.
No.
You need him in the lineup.
No.
You can't give Matt Chapman a day off.
Tyler Fitzgerald looks good at shortstop, but, I mean, again, it's 2 days. And then you know who's the hottest guy on the team?
Mike Krzyzewski. Give him some respect.
He's the hottest guy on the team.
Give Mike Krzyzewski some respect.
We're back with Mike.
I mean, honestly, it's 6:22. And I'm thinking about the series that just transpired. And then I'm thinking about Giants fans who like to come at people. And like, you know, you get called all kind of names for calling out the Giants or whatnot. And, you know, I guess online I get labeled as, this guy doesn't watch Giants baseball. We know your Giants take suck, right? So I'm thinking about that, and I'm thinking, I got to get up at 6 in the morning and talk about this sorry-ass team. This sorry-ass team that lost the series in Colorado to open up this. Like, a way to capture the audience. You talk about little Charlie and all these little league players. And I'm thinking about all that stuff. Baby Chess, and you come out there, and you lose the series to Colorado, knowing damn well the stakes are high. There's urgency, and guys may be sold.
It's unacceptable.
And that's what you come out with? Like, honestly, I can't defend that.
No, there's no defending.
Like, as much as I want to talk about Hayden Birdsong's great performance, how the hell can I do that? How can I dupe the audience and say, hey, let's talk about Hayden Birdsong and his great performance? No, you lost 2 or 3 to Colorado.
Here's the funniest part. If you're a real diehard Giant fan like we are, I heard murmurs. Hayden Birdsong might get sent down to AAA because Alex Cobb and Robbie Ray are coming back. Look at your face.
Alex Cobb.
You are ready to strangle me. And I'm thinking to myself, go six-man rotation. What are we doing? You're going to drop Hayden Birdsong? I mean, there's one thing if like he hits his innings limit. But here's the thing I would say about all these innings limits. If Hayden Birdsong and Harrison don't accrue a bunch of innings this year, then we're going to do the same thing next year. Like, this is the year to kind of build up their arms a little.
So this guy does something very historic yesterday. And they're thinking about sending him back down to Sacramento.
Robbie Ray's coming back.
Because Alex Cobb's coming back.
Look, you're ready to like
Alex Cobb.
No, I'm not ready to
struggle. No, you've got to be kidding me.
Look, they got through the June swoon, but I'm telling you, when I say goodbye in July, I literally mean goodbye in July. Trading camp opens up Wednesday with the veterans. Goodbye in July, Giants. I don't have to, they're making my life easy. I don't have to pay attention to you in August and September. It's 2 full months in a baseball season where I don't even have to pay attention to a team that plays 10 minutes from where our studios are at. That's embarrassing. This team is embarrassing. What a joke. What a joke. I gave up 10 to 2. Yeah, you're right, Jason Missler. I gave up 10 to 2 to talk about the Giants at 6 a.m. What's more depressing, waking up at 4:15 or talking Giants baseball? Your thoughts, 888-957-9570. That's coming up, brought to you by Chilton Autobody.
You're a 77-win team. You're boring. It's horrible.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.